This is Amherst Eclectic, and today we're back to discuss why anybody would have anal sex. What are the reasons why people have anal sex? And of course, it's more popular for men to want to have anal sex than it is for women to want to have anal sex. And I think mistakenly, people think that that's something that gay people do, that all gay people have anal sex. That's not true. Not every gay couple has anal sex. There are other ways to, you know, bring up sexual desire and stimulation that don't involve anal sex. And there are so many risks involved with having anal sex, because anal sex is not typically something that our bodies were made to have. The anus is meant for exit, not entrance, right? And everything about its makeup was made for the exit of poop from our body, the exit of feces from our body. It was not meant to go the other way. So when you are having anal sex, you are doing something that basically your body was not made for, or that part of your body was not made for. So it can be risky and it can be painful. So I thought, well, I'll look it up and I will see, you know, what has been said about anal sex. I do know that I have read articles and have heard research that anal sex causes not just HPV and HIV cancers, but it can cause cancer. It can tear at your rectal skin because it's not meant for entering. It's meant for exit. It's not meant for large objects like a penis to be put inside of it the opposite way. So there can be tearing. There's no lubrication that is produced during sex, like a vagina produces lubrication. And so that can be a problem as well. And the other problem you have is the men who want to have the same sort of movement and sexual thrusting of the penis in the anus that they would in the vagina, which you can't do that because the anus is not made the same way as a vagina, right? So here's some articles. I looked up medical journals about this and the safety of it, etc. So WebMD, anal sex safety, what to know. What is anal sex? Anal sex is the term used for any sexual activity that involves the anus. It doesn't always include anal intercourse. The anus is full of nerve endings, making it very sensitive, and many people find anal sex pleasurable. An estimate 90% of men who have sex with men, as many as 5% to 10% of sexually active women, have anal intercourse. Now, I will preface this or follow that with the fact that every woman that I know does not enjoy anal sex. They don't enjoy it. They only do it because their male partner wants to do it, and they feel majorly pressured into doing it. So that's why you only see 5-10% of women do it, because it's this big fantasy, this big porn fantasy that they've put into porns about having anal sex. It is painful, it is not fun, and it is not desirable by women. And this is just from every woman I've ever spoken to. And those who have tried it, and I have spoken to a few people that have tried it, did not enjoy it. And they just said they felt like they had to go to the bathroom the whole time, and it was not an enjoyable thing. Because, let's be honest, most men are only going to do what they want to do for their pleasure when they're having sex most of the time. So you have to be very, very verbal about how you want that to happen. And because anal sex is not normal, and it is very painful, you're probably not going to have a pleasurable experience with somebody who doesn't listen to what you want. And even if they do listen to what you want, they're going to, in their mind, think that they can treat this the same way that they treat vaginal sex, and you can't. So, to me, it's just too risky to be having anal sex for a lot of reasons we will go into here, but one of them being that a man who is putting his penis inside of your anus can't feel what you're feeling. He can only feel the pleasure he's feeling from the tightness and the constriction of the anus, which he's enjoying the tightness while you are having pain from him not listening to you, or maybe not feeling what you're feeling and not understanding how painful it is, etc. Okay, so myths and misconceptions about anal sex. The myth: only gay men have anal sex. Many gay men, male couples have anal sex, but not all do. Also, people of any sexual orientation or gender can enjoy it, including heterosexual couples. That's not what I've heard, but okay. People without penises can use a sex toy to anally penetrate their partners. Now, I have heard that this is the best way to sort of squelch that interest in anal sex. You can buy, you can buy sex toys that are much thinner than his penis, very thin actually, that have vibrators on them, and they go up inside the anal canal. Now, know that, and I've talked about this in the past, that there is an actual area just inside the anal canal where you can stimulate that. For men, it's near the prostate, and for women, I think it's in a similar area. Yeah, but you can put something just inside there, a vibrator, a finger covered with a glove or whatever, put just inside the anal canal, and you can stimulate that nerve. And I've spoken about this in other podcasts, but you can stimulate that area and it can bring you to orgasm. And sometimes during sex with men, if you put your finger just inside the anal canal and stimulate that area, it can make them come faster. So you do not have to take your penis and go all the way into the anal canal. It can just be the head of the penis going just inside the anal canal and stimulating that area, not going, being shoved all the way up inside the anal canal to get an orgasm. So you do not need to be having full-on inside anal sex to get that stimulation happening. So that's probably why there are not all gay couples have anal sex, because they realize that you don't need to go all the way up into the anal canal in order to have that stimulation, right? Okay. People without penises can use a sex toy to anally penetrate their partners. Pegging is a term for when a woman does this to a man. Okay. There's no chance of getting pregnant from anal sex. That's a myth. That is a myth. There is a chance of getting pregnant. While the chances of getting pregnant from anal sex are certainly lower than with vaginal sex, there is still a small possibility. Anytime the penis is close to the vagina, there is always the chance that semen will enter the vagina and lead to pregnancy. And I've said this over and over again, men will tell women, or people will tell each other, that if they just start playing around with the penis outside the vagina or around the vagina or just inside the vagina, or if you don't come when you go full on penetration in the vagina, then you can't get pregnant. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. We all know that men's penises will constantly ooze out semen and if it's semen, it has sperm. So if you get that penis anywhere near the vagina, those little buggers are going to swim, swim, swim until they get to where they need to go. They are genetically, sperm is genetically made to do that. That's what they are, that's what their whole life is about, is to get to the egg. And they'll get there. So if you have a penis anywhere near the vagina, and sometimes that can happen when you are having anal sex, it can get near the vagina, which is actually bad because you do not want poop near your vagina because it will can infect you and give you UTIs, blah blah blah. This is why another reason this is a bad thing to do, you know, for women. You have to be really careful to not get the penis near the vagina because you can get pregnant. And if you have had anal sex and there's any feces poop on the man's penis, that can give you a UTI. It's gross. Anyway, just remember that. There's a chance of pregnancy. So anywhere near, semen anywhere near the vagina, your chance is high to get pregnant. I think a lot of people think that they've had a hole in the condom, or they've torn the condom, or whatever, when really they've probably had some sort of, you know, penis without a condom on it near the vagina, and that's really how they got pregnant. Right? Okay. Alright, myth. It's harder to get sexually transmitted diseases or infections from anal sex. That's a myth. It's just as easy, if not easier, to get a sexually transmitted infection, or an STI, from anal sex. The tissue of the anus is delicate, and it can tear easily. This can leave more openings for an infection to enter the body. The person who is getting anally penetrated, sometimes called the bottom, is more at risk for STIs than the person doing the penetrating, sometimes called the top. So, one of the things that came out about Farrah Fawcett and her cancer, and she came out and she spoke about it publicly, is that she got it from anal sex, having too much anal sex. Because what happens is when the penis, who is not meant to be in the anal canal of a woman or a man, tears the inside of the anal canal, which can happen because it's too big and it's, you know, it's too much pressure. And if a man isn't listening to you and he's just using your anal canal like you would use a vagina, then your skin gets torn. And then what happens is that's an open door for HPV. You know, we've been having the vaccination for HPV for younger people that they've started using, and it's working very well, actually. But it opens the door for HPV, it opens the door for HIV, and any other kind of sexually transmitted diseases that that person might have. And you know, it gets into the tissue and the bloodstream. And cancer can, you know, start in the anal canal. And that, why would you want to do that? I don't understand why anybody has anal sex, but with all the risks that are involved in it. But that's just one of them, you know, tearing, putting something in there that, tearing of the wall of the anal canal, putting something in there that might cause cancer, and the fact that this is not a natural way to be having sex. Like I said, you can stimulate the organ that causes the orgasm just inside the anal canal. You do not have to be putting a penis all the way up inside your anal canal in order for someone to be stimulated, the person who is having someone put something in their anus, to stimulate them to have an orgasm. So, ladies, men, if someone's having anal sex with you and tries to tell you that you have to go all the way up inside, they're lying. They only have to put the tip of their penis just inside and stimulate, and you can have an orgasm. Okay? So you don't need full-on, all the way through, painful anal sex to have an orgasm from the anus. Okay. Alright, so getting anally penetrated, sometimes called the bottom. Okay, we read that already. Okay. Anal sex benefits. Are there any? I really don't think there really are, but okay. You need to relax the sphincter muscle of the anus, the muscle you squeeze when you need to have a bowel movement, but have to wait to receive anal sex. So it is important to try to stay relaxed as you explore anal sex by yourself or with a partner. A study of how frequently people have orgasm found that the sexual activity of women who orgasm often compared to women who have orgasm less frequently was more likely to include anal stimulation. Another study looked at specific ways people got pleasure from anal touch. I'm sorry, but I have not spoken to a woman in my life who enjoyed anal sex. Honestly. When they honestly say, no, it's not enjoyable. All women I've spoken to. So, sometimes when these articles say these things, I don't know if these women in these surveys or in these, you know, studies are just saying that they enjoy it when they really don't, but I have yet to speak to a woman who's enjoyed anal sex. I have a feeling that there aren't any, really, that enjoy it. They just do it because men want to try it. Okay? All right. If there are, good for them, but, you know, I haven't spoken to any. Okay. And people are pretty honest with me. I've had people that are pretty open with me about sex because they know I've sold sex toys in the past and had sex toy parties, etc. And because I have this podcast, they know that I talk openly about sex. So they're pretty honest with me 100% of the time. And they feel like they can be honest with me because over the years I've never revealed people's names or out at them about things. So people are pretty open with me. And not one woman has told me that they enjoy anal sex. Okay, so. A study looked at specific ways people got pleasure from anal touch. Here we go. Three options were anal surfacing. This is what I was talking about. That involves touching on the surface of the anus. So just inside, like just on the outside of your anus. Anal shallowing penetration, just inside the opening of the anus. And this is what I've said, inside where you can actually stimulate that gland that actually gives you an orgasm. Just inside the opening of the anus compared with the deeper penetration usually viewed as anal sex. But I think stimulating just on the outside or just inside, that's enough. You don't need to go any further than that in order to have that orgasm that results from anal sex. And then there's anal pairing. This is anal touch that happens at the same time as other kinds of sexual touch, such as vaginal penetration or clitoral touch. So, you know, and I've also heard people when a woman is giving oral sex and a man is giving oral sex, he'll do that sometimes he'll use his finger and go just inside the anal canal to stimulate that gland to help a woman have an orgasm during oral sex. Okay. Unlike the vagina, the anus does not self-lubricate, so you need to use a lot of lubrication. A lot of lubrication, and I can't tell you how many articles I have read which have said use a lot of lubrication. Whether you use fingers or a sex toy or a penis, it will help you avoid tearing or other injuries to that area. People with penises usually have a prostate. This gland has many nerve endings, making the area sensitive, since the prostate sits on the other side of the rectum. It's possible to stimulate it by putting a finger or a sex toy inside the anus. Some people will, with prostates, find anal play a pleasurable activity for this reason. Anal sex may be slightly painful or simply feel strange the first time you try it. Remember, you can always stop anytime you want and try again some other time. You can also decide that anal sex is not for you. And I think that it is painful. And that's why a lot of women say they don't like it. And it's not enjoyable. And that they faked that they liked it. I don't know why you would do that. Don't fake anything. If it is painful and it's not enjoyable to you, you let your partner know. That's it. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to do it. And if that is going to risk your relationship, you don't have a relationship. Because anybody who wants to hurt you in any way, whether it be physically or sexually or any way, is not somebody you want to be in a relationship with. It's better to be alone than to be with somebody who wants to hurt you. And the fact that so many men have this fixation because of porn, let's just be honest, because of porn, they have a fixation of having anal sex, shows that they only care about their own pleasure, their own sexual pleasure, and being able to put their penis into the tightness of an anal canal, and they don't care if it hurts you. And I have heard so many females tell me that men have hurt them badly by doing this. So I don't know. You know, I'm reading this, and I'm giving a backup of what anal sex is, but I can tell you right now, I don't think that very many women enjoy having anal sex, no matter what they say. Okay. Anal sex risks. As with many forms of sex, it has risks. But by planning and communicating with your partner, you can reduce a lot of these risks and enjoy the intimacy. So that's a big thing. You gotta have somebody who's listening and who doesn't want to hurt you, and who, if it causes you pain, it's just that it abhors them. You know, why would I want to do this to you if it's going to hurt you? Kind of abhorrence of what anal sex could be, right? Okay. The lining of the anus is thinner than the vagina, and it lacks natural lubrication. That makes it much more vulnerable to tearing. Tears can allow viruses and bacteria to enter your bloodstream. Okay, it's like cutting yourself. It's like if you don't do this properly, you can cut somebody open. And then that allows germs and bacteria and viruses to enter the bloodstream. You're risking somebody's life. Let's just be honest. This can include sexually transmitted infections such as HIV or any other kind of sexually transmitted disease that you might have that you might give to your partner. Studies have suggested that receptive anal exposure to HIV poses a much higher risk for the receptive partner, the person you are putting your penis inside of, their anus, than vaginal exposure, because it's not natural to have anal sex. Sorry, it's just not. And no biblical thing here. No, oh God doesn't want you to have anal sex. No, you should know by now that that is not my thing. Okay? It is not natural for a penis to be put inside of an anus. That is not what the anus was made for. The anus was made for feces to exit, not for anything to enter. And like I said, I have nothing wrong with surface. I don't see anything wrong with the surface, like touching on the outside of the anus or just putting your finger or something just inside the anus to stimulate that rectal area that gives a man an orgasm or a woman an orgasm. That I have nothing wrong with. I don't see anything wrong with that. But when you are putting your penis up inside of an anus, I just don't think it's a good idea. That's just my opinion. And the more I read these studies, the more it convinces me that it's not. Okay. So, it can cause, you know, HIV for the receptive partner more than vaginal exposure. 17 to 18 times greater of a chance that it will cause this with anal sex. Anal intercourse can also boost the risk of getting the human papillomavirus or HPV. HPV may also lead to the development of anal warts and anal cancer. Using lubricants can help, but it doesn't completely prevent tearing. And as I was saying before, Farrah Fawcett came out and said that that's what caused her anal cancer, and that's what killed her. That's what took her life far too early, was anal sex, and that she got the cancer from anal sex. Okay? So, you know, I don't think very many people come out and talk about it. I'm glad that she did. I think there's a lot of people that die from this and are not honest about the fact that anal sex is dangerous. It's dangerous all around. And that's why everybody doesn't realize how dangerous it is, because people are afraid to talk about the fact that they've actually had anal sex, or that they have it more quite often, right? And she said it was because during anal sex, you know, the men that she's been with didn't listen. And they, you know, treated her anal canal like a vagina and tore it and messed it up. And she ended up getting infections. And then she ended up getting cancer because of it. So for me, the risks are far too high. And for someone like her to come out and be totally honest about it was a positive thing. You know, I think that more people should come out and talk about it. More gay couples, more heterosexual couples who have had the same things happen. You know, getting infections and also getting cancer from it. And she died because of it. She died because anal sex caused her to get that cancer, and she died. And there was nothing they could do to help her. And I think that that's another reason, is it took longer for her to, you know, go to the doctor, get it checked, whatever, and that's why she ended up not being able to catch it sooner. Because it's, you know, people are embarrassed to talk about the fact that they're having anal sex. You shouldn't be embarrassed to tell your doctor anything. They've heard everything, trust me. Tell them what's happening, so that they can save your life. Okay. The tissue inside the anus is not as well protected as the skin outside the anus. Our external tissue has layers of dead cells that serve as a protective barrier against infection. The tissue inside the anus doesn't have that natural protection, which leaves it vulnerable to tearing and to the spread of infection. Okay? The anus was designed to hold in feces. The anus is surrounded with a ring-like muscle called the anal sphincter, which tightens after we have a bowel movement. When the muscle is tight, anal penetration can be painful and difficult. Repetitive anal sex may weaken the anal sphincter, making it difficult to hold in feces until you can get to the toilet. So it can mess up your bowel movements. And then you're going to be crapping all over yourself. Let's just be honest. You're going to be pooping all over yourself. Okay? Kegel exercises to strengthen that sphincter may help prevent this problem or correct it. But you're going to have to be doing a lot if you're having anal sex all the time. I mean, let's just be honest. The anus is full of bacteria. Of course it is. That's where feces comes out of. And so whatever is happening inside that anus, the body is producing that to keep feces from coming into your contact with your bloodstream and the inside of your body. The anus is made to keep, to take feces out and to keep it from going into the rest of your body, right? So if somebody is tearing the inside of your anal canal because they're not listening to you during sex, and they're causing your inside of your anal canal to tear because they just don't care, because all they're thinking about is how it makes them feel, then they are risking your life. Let's just be honest. They're risking your life by tearing the inside of your anal canal, because you can't stop pooping. You can't stop going to the bathroom. You can't stop putting feces out of your anal canal. That's what it was made for. And in order for you to stay alive, you have to eat. And when you eat, the food gets processed. It goes out through where? Your anal canal. So you can't stop going to the bathroom. And if the inside of your anal canal gets torn, then that's the risk of feces getting into your bloodstream. I mean, I don't understand people. Anyway, so bacteria normally in the anus can potentially infect the giving partner. Having vaginal sex after anal sex can also lead to vaginal and urinary tract infections. So that's another problem, you know? So bacteria that is normally in the anus can potentially infect the giving partner. So the man who's putting his penis inside of you can also get an infection from your feces or whatever has come out of your anal canal. And having vaginal sex after anal sex, which, why would you do that? You need to go wash that thing off. In fact, the last thing you should do is have anal sex and then stop. Because you need to, like, you know, the penis has folds and undercoat things where feces could be. You know, you need to really clean that thing off before you ever have sex again. So why have anal sex at all when that's a possibility of that happening? Of feces being on a man's penis and then getting into your vagina. That can cause UTIs, and UTIs can kill you. You know, I've talked about this before in other podcasts. A UTI can infect your bladder, it can infect your kidneys, it can infect the rest of your organs. It can spread through your body, and it can kill you. That's a urinary tract infection. So you're taking risks when you do these sort of things. High risks that can kill you. Why would you do that? Call it sexual roulette. You're like, it's like you have a gun in your hand and you're spinning the carriage and you're pulling the trigger every single time when you do these stupid things. These things can risk your life. I don't know. Okay. There are other things to be aware of as well. If you have a uterus and semen gets near the opening of your vagina during anal sex, you can get pregnant. So you definitely can get pregnant when having anal sex. If any of his semen or his cum gets anywhere near your vagina, and that can happen while entering into the anus or coming out of the anus, or if he decides to pull out, there you might get some semen into the vagina, because the anal canal and the vagina are close together. I mean, come on people, it's not rocket science, right? Okay, even though serious injury from anal sex isn't common, it can happen. All I know is every woman I've talked to has talked about how painful it is and how not fun anal sex is. And some of them have had bleeding, etc. That's not a good sign. That means that the skin was torn, etc. And then they don't go to the doctors afterwards and tell their doctor what has happened. They just write it out because they're too embarrassed. And, you know, I think that's when infections, bacteria, cancers start, because people are too embarrassed to talk about it. This is another reason I have this podcast, so people will talk about it. Okay. Bleeding afterward could be due to a hemorrhoid or a tear or something more serious, such as a perforation, a hole in the colon. This is dangerous. This is a dangerous problem that needs medical attention right away. You need to go to a doctor. It can kill you, people. It can lead to death. Go to the doctor. Anal sex also increases your chance of getting an anal fissure. A fissure is a split in the tissue of your anus, which, again, can cause infection, can let because you have your feces coming out, you know, when you have a tear in that lining. Which is why anal sex should not happen, because it is not natural, but that's just my opinion. Oral contact with the anus can put both partners at risk, right? So when you have someone who wants to lick your anus, whatever, or put their tongue inside your anus, or whatever they're doing, right? Oral contact can cause risk for hepatitis, herpes, HPV, and all the other infections. So you're taking a huge risk, and you can get hepatitis because of the feces. Okay. Anal sex safety. Use a condom to protect against the spread of infection and diseases. You should always use a condom. I've preached about this. Every time you have sex, whether it be vaginal or anal, you should always use a condom. Other ways to stay safe. Oh, and if you're using your fingers to go inside vaginally or to go inside anally, putting a glove on is not a bad idea, because your nails and your fingers could have infections on them that you are shoving up inside someone's vagina, or you're shoving up inside someone's anus. So you, the person using your hand, could actually be causing an infection inside the other person, because your hands aren't clean enough. Because you have something under your nails that you didn't know you had. I mean, there's so many things that could happen. So sometimes it's best, or most times, it's best to wear a glove when you're having, during any kind of vaginal or anal penetration with your hands. Okay. They tell you to clean well before you have sex. An enema or an anal douche can flush out things if you're having anal sex. Make sure you ask your doctor before giving yourself an enema to be sure you're doing it safely. So definitely get medical advice on that and tell them why. Tell them why you're doing it. You're not the first person to have probably told them that. If using your hands, make sure that your nails are short and clean before having anal sex. And like I said, wear a freaking glove so you're not, you know, causing problems. And then the other thing you have to think about is if you're sticking your fingers into someone's anal canal, you're getting feces in your nails. You're getting feces in your fingers and your cuticles and along the edges of your fingernails. And that's hard to get out. Okay? You may not get it all cleaned up. Wear a glove. After you have anal sex, change your condoms before having oral or vaginal sex. Please change your condom. And also could take a shower, because you don't know where the feces has gotten to, right? If you have hair around your penis, it could have gotten in your hair. Anywhere. It could get down into the folds of your penis. If you're not wearing a condom, go take a shower. Okay. This will lower the chance of infections like urinary tract infections, UTIs, and bacterial vaginosis, BV. You can also use a dental dam or a latex or polyurethane sheet you put between your mouth and your partner's anus. So take all those precautions. Use plenty of lubricant to reduce the risk of tissue tears with latex condoms. Always use a water-based lubricant, because any other kind of lubricant can tear the condom. Relaxing beforehand can help lower the risk of tears. A warm bath may help. Stop if the anal sex is painful. Make your partner stop if it's painful. And for what I hear, it's always painful. It's always painful. There's never a time when it isn't painful. If you bleed afterwards, or you notice sores or lumps around the anus or discharge coming from it, see your doctor as soon as possible. Because that's what Farrah Fawcett did not do. She did not see her doctor because she was too embarrassed. And that's why she came out and talked about it, because she wanted people to not be embarrassed and to realize that it can kill you if you don't see a doctor. If you're at high risk for HIV, your doctor can prescribe a daily medication called pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is PrEP, to lower your chances of getting HIV. you still need to use condoms to protect yourself from other STIs, so other sexual transmitted diseases. You know, just because you're taking PrEP doesn't mean you're not going to get other sexual transmitted diseases, people. Wear a condom. If you have unprotected anal sex for any reason, you can take the PrEP within 72 hours of activity to protect yourself from HIV. But it's better to just wear a condom. Get an HPV vaccine. Be open and honest with your partner. Communication is key for a safe and enjoyable experience. Afterwards, clean with mild soap and water to help prevent infections. You can also apply a water-based cream to help with soreness. And I've always said that you should always have take a shower after having sex, right? And before having sex. Because, you know, if you're going in clean, you're probably going to, you know, keep other risks down from getting infections, etc. Anal sex complications. You may deal with soreness and irritation. A water-based cream can help with some soreness. Be sure to avoid harsh soaps when you clean your anus. There may be light bleeding after anal sex. This can be a sign of tears, fissures, or hemorrhoids. Talk to your doctor if you have bleeding. I cannot emphasize this more. Trouble with bowel movements. If your soreness makes it harder to poop, you can take stool softeners to make it easier. Some problems need a doctor's treatment. Talk to your doctor if you have, and here's a list, pain. Fissures, if you know you have tears, fissures, and there's blood coming out. Loss of control over your bowel movements. Fecal incontinence. If you have that, you need to go to the doctor. Continued or heavy bleeding. That means there's tears inside your anal canal or your colon. Symptoms of STDs such as discharge, bumps, soreness, or a fever. Call your doctor. And if you can't afford a doctor, if you don't have health insurance, Planned Parenthood will take you in and they will help you, because that's their whole reason that they exist, is to help people with sexually transmitted diseases and sexually diseases. It's not just Planned Parenthood, is not just about abortions, people. It's about sexual education and sexual issues and to keep sexual diseases down, right? That's what they're there for. Treatment for anal sex related problems. Talk to your doctor about your symptoms. They may suggest a rectal exam. Your doctor will use a glove hand to feel inside your anus and rectum. See, even a doctor puts a gloves on before they put their fingers up inside your rectum. Okay. That's what you should wear before you put your fingers up inside someone's rectum. STIs or STD test. Your doctor may take blood, urine, or other fluid samples and send them to the lab to check for sexually transmitted infectious diseases or infections. Treatment for problems from anal sex will depend on your symptoms and diagnosis. For pain, fissures, and hemorrhoids, your doctor may suggest warm water baths, numbing creams, or a high-fiber food. To treat an STD, you may need antibiotics or antiviral medications depending on your infection. Okay, so that is just one article from the medical journal. I haven't even read the other articles that I found, but let's continue with some of these other articles. Let me get to them. Let's see, I had the medical journal there. This one's from the Mayo Clinic. Okay, this is about anal cancer. And to be honest, I might just do a different... Well, I was going to do maybe a different segment about this, but let's go ahead and read it. Anal cancer is a growth of cells that starts in the anal canal. The anal canal is a short tube to the end of the rectum. Stool passes through the anal canal as it leaves the body. Anal cancer can cause symptoms such as rectal bleeding, blood in the stool, and anal pain. As it grows, it might cause a growth or a lump. Sometimes these symptoms might be mistaken as hemorrhoids. In the past, most people with anal cancer had surgery to remove the cancer. Often this operation involved making a new way for waste to leave the body. So sometimes it gets so bad that they have to find a new way for your feces to leave your body. Today, most anal cancer treatments involves chemotherapy and radiation therapy. With this approach, surgery might not be needed. Symptoms of anal cancer signs include bleeding from the anus or rectum, blood in the stool, pain in the area of the anus, a mass or growth in the anal canal, anal itching, having to go to the bathroom more often. When to see a doctor? Make an appointment with a doctor or other healthcare professional if you have any of the symptoms that worry you. So that's from the Mayo Clinic. Causes: anal cancer happens when cells in the anal canal develop changes in their DNA. A cell's DNA holds the instructions that tells the cell what to do. In healthy cells, the DNA gives the instructions to grow and multiply at a set rate. The instructions tell the cells to die at a set time. In cancer cells, the changes give different instructions. The changes tell the cancer cells to make many more cells quickly. Cancer cells can keep living when healthy cells would die. This causes too many cells. The cancer cells might form a mass called a tumor. The tumor can grow to invade and destroy healthy body tissues. In time, cancer cells can break away and spread to other parts of the body. When cancer spreads, it's called metastatic cancer. Most anal cancers are thought to be caused by human papillomavirus, also called HPV. HPV is a common virus that's passed through sexual contact. For most people, the virus never causes problems. It usually goes away on its own. For some, though, the virus can cause changes in the cells that may lead to cancer. Risk factors: things that may increase the risk of anal cancer include being exposed to human papillomavirus, also called HPV. HPV is a common virus that's passed through sexual contact for most people, causes no problem, and goes away on its own. For others, it causes changes in the cell that can lead to many types of cancer, including anal cancer. Increasing number of sexual partners, that's another factor. The greater your number of sexual partners and the greater your partner's numbers of sexual partners, so if your partner has more partners and you have more partners, that number goes up, the greater your chance of acquiring HPV, just like any other sexually transmitted disease. That's the same way HPV is passed. Having anal sex: people who have receptive anal sex have an increased risk of anal cancer. Let me say that again. Having anal sex: people who have receptive anal sex have an increased risk of anal sex. And I don't think enough health organizations talk about this. And I know I've talked about this in past podcasts, how anal sex increases your chance of getting anal cancer by, I can't remember, it was like this huge number. Okay? Smoking cigarettes: people who smoke cigarettes have an increased risk of anal cancer. Well, of course, you're putting a toxin into your body that causes cancer. So you're going to have an increased risk of sexually transmitted cancer. Having a history of cancer: those who have had cervical, vulvar, or vaginal cancer have an increased risk of anal cancer. So if you get that test and you find out you'll get breast cancer or anal cancer, whatever, quicker than other people, you have increased risk, right? Having a weak immune system: if the body's germ-fighting immune system is weakened by medicines or illness, there might be a higher risk of anal cancer. People with weakened immune systems include those taking medications to control the immune system, such as after an organ transplant. Certain medical conditions, such as infection with HIV, also can weaken the immune system. Complications. Anal cancer rarely spreads to other parts of the body. Only a small percentage of cancers are found to have spread. Those that do are especially difficult to treat. Anal cancer that spreads most commonly goes to the liver and the lungs. It's deadly. Prevention. Take steps to reduce your risk. There is no sure way to prevent anal cancer. To reduce your risk of anal cancer, practice safe sex. Reduce your risk of anal cancer by taking measures to prevent sexually transmitted infections. This may include using a condom every time you have sex and limiting the number of sexual partners you have. Consider the HPV vaccine. Receiving the vaccine to prevent HPV infection may reduce your risk of anal cancer and other HPV-related cancers. Ask your healthcare team if an HPV vaccine is right for you, and don't use tobacco. If you don't use tobacco, don't start. If you currently use tobacco of any kind, talk with a healthcare professional about strategies to help you quit. Ask about anal cancer screenings. Screening tests can help detect anal cancer and precancerous cells that may one day develop into anal cancer. Healthcare professionals sometimes recommend screening for people with a high risk of anal cancer. You might have a high risk of anal cancer if you have HIV, are taking medicines to control your immune system after an organ transplant, have been diagnosed with precancerous cells in the penis, scrotum, cervix, vagina, or vulva. Screening tests might include the anal pap test. During an anal pap test, healthcare professionals swab cells from your anal canal. The cells are tested in a lab to check for cancer cells and cells that look like they could become cancerous. Anal HPV test. The anal HPV test involves testing cells from the anal canal for infection for HPV. Digital rectum exam. During a digital rectum exam, a healthcare professional inserts a glove lubricated finger into the anus. The healthcare professional feels the anal canal and rectum for growths or other signs of cancer. Medical groups don't agree on who should have anal cancer screenings and what tests should be used. Screening can detect anal cancer when it's small and easy to treat, but studies have proved that anal cancer screening can save lives. Talk about the benefits and risks of screening with your healthcare team. So, yeah, you can get cancer from anal sex. And more people are coming out and talking about it. And more people are, you know, being honest about it. Like I said, Farrah Fawcett, there have been other famous people who have stepped forward and talked about it. It's an embarrassing thing to talk about. But it can also risk your life. So, anal sex is not just a fun little thing that you're doing to push the boundaries of what you do in the bedroom, right? Anal sex can kill you. Because if you're not careful, all of the things that I've mentioned can happen to you. So, again, I'm not one to usually bash, you know, doing something sexually that would be exciting for you. But I have not heard many very good things about anal sex. And not just the fact that all of the things that I've listed that can happen during anal sex, infections, HPV, HIV, cancer, all of those things that can happen, tearing of the inside of the anal canal, germs, bacteria, all those things getting up in there, you know, your feces coming out and infecting you, etc. And, you know, the fact that having anal sex can cause you to your muscles in that area because you're doing something that was not meant for the anal canal can cause the muscles in that area to weaken, and then you can't hold your poop in. And you may have to wear a diaper because you had anal sex, right? So, there are more negatives than there are positives to anal sex, which is why I tell people, don't have it. Now, I'm not saying that outer stimulation, or even, you know, putting a finger or a small, thin sex toy into the anal canal isn't something you should do. I think that that's the safe way to explore anal sex. Do it the way that God meant it to be. Putting your finger just inside the anus is not a bad thing. But to put a large penis inside of an anal canal is a bad thing. Now, just taking the head of the penis just inside the anal canal, that's not going to hurt somebody, right? But if you get to the point where it's causing any kind of discomfort and pain, that's your body telling you that this was not something you were meant to do. This was not something the anal canal was meant to be used for. You know, try to understand that, and understand that anal sex is probably not a good choice for anyone. And if you as a man want to do that to a woman or another man, you need to be careful about what you're doing to people. You're hurting people. And the problem is, people who are getting anal sex from somebody else, remember this: not everybody cares about you. Not everybody cares what happens to your body. They only care about themselves. There are selfish people out there. There are megalomaniacs out there who don't care about anyone. And narcissists, and, you know, psychopaths, who all they want to do is, you know, use people for their own pleasure. This is why anal sex should be something that you don't try. It should be the last thing on your list, because it's not natural. And again, not some religious reason. It's just not natural. Your body wasn't made for anal sex. It's not supposed to be happening. When someone has a vagina, that was made for sex. Why would you want to use another area? Because it's tighter? You know, find another way. There are sex toys out there that are tight that you can use instead of using someone's anus to give you pleasure. Right? You can buy sex toys that can do that. Don't hurt somebody just because you want to have a few minutes of pleasure every so often. It can cause lots of problems for somebody, from not being able to control their poop to getting cancer and dying, or getting infections and dying. I just don't think anal sex is worth the risk. Again, not against just inside the anal canal, not against just playing with the outside, and I'm not even against using the thin vibrator toys that are provided to go up inside the anal canal. But, you know, don't take the risk if you don't need to. And say no, ladies. Say no, men, to the people who are telling you that they want to have it. Tell them no. Don't do it. If more people said no, then, you know, less people would have complications of what happens when you have anal sex. And all of those complications are bad. So I'm not promoting it. I won't promote it. I won't have anal sex. I won't do it. And so there's too many risks involved. And when there's that many risks that can endanger your life and endanger your way of life, why would you want to take it? That's just my opinion. Until the next time, Amorous Eclectic.